across Newcastle.
You're waking up with Megan Crivo.
You deserve better. Go and find yourself a man that will let you use
the
heater.
Oh, don't encourage that, Crivo.
The Novos. Local as. UFM.
Well, good morning. It's just me today, because I'm just looking around the room. Is there Meg? Absolutely not. And good morning to you, Jess.
Morning.
Jeez, it is a bit cold out there, isn't it?
It's freezing.
You probably noticed that my hair wasn't its usual exuberant self, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely noticed that.
Yeah, of course. You're a very observant person. That's why they've hired you as a journalist. And that's because I had to wear a hat because it was so cold on the way in.
No.
My God.
Not a beanie?
I just looked around my car when I got in the car and went, oh, there's a hat. That will improve.
That'll do.
That'll improve the warmth on my head because it's freezing out there. I didn't know, like, when I left the house, because I had the fire on in the house, you're like, oh, it's probably all right. Just a normal day. No. It's cold out there.
It is freezing.
It's like double jacket weather. Hey, we'll get a first at five catch up with your good self in just a few minutes, though. You're waking up with the Novos, Megan Crivo. Minus Meg this morning. She's a bit crook. Hopefully she'll be back on board tomorrow.
Megan Crivo.
The Novos.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at Five with Jess.
Oh, the illustrious Jess is here to tell us all the things that are happening around the Hunter. Now, we've got to start with this story about this guy who's behind bars right now, charged over another robbery.
Yeah, so in 2019, there was a bit of a nasty robbery in Stockton on Fullerton Street. There were two blokes that went in there armed with a firearm and a tomahawk.
Oh, my God. Of all weapons.
Yeah, they threatened the employees. They actually ended up suffering some minor injuries. They're all good now. But they threatened them, then they fled in a stolen car. The stolen car was found burnt out in another street a little while later. The State Crime Command have been investigating. They had already arrested two men over this incident. They're still before the courts. But now a third man, a 33-year-old, who was already, as you said, behind bars at a correctional centre at Bathurst, was taken out of there to the local police station last week or the week before, and he's now been charged over the incident as well. So he's been remanded in custody. He'll face court later this month.
Does he have to go to court around here then? Because they'll have to put him on the bus, I guess, take him from Bathurst to here?
I guess so, or audio-visual link is a way they do it as well, so he'll probably end up back where he was at Bathurst in the correctional centre for whatever he's in there for, and then they'll just audio-visual link is a way they
can do it. Yeah, right. I guess they'll probably do it that way. A lot cheaper than putting him on the bus and all that, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Now, we've got to talk about the Varroa mite as well, because they seem pretty confident they can get this thing under control.
Yeah, which is great news. They're very, very confident. Yesterday, there was another premises detected up near Coffs at one of the blueberry farms up there. So there's 43 infected premises across New South Wales. Now, most of those are here in the Hunter, but the Agriculture Minister was saying yesterday that they're very confident that every infested property that they've found, they can link back to another hive. So there's no, random infections that they can't find the original link to, which is good. That means that their tracing efforts are working. So hopefully.
Yeah, they can get this under control. But it seems like they've learnt a lot from the COVID traces.
Yeah.
It just seems like the language is the same, the way they're doing it. But how does it get up the coughs? Did some guy just go up there with a bee in his pocket or something?
It depends. Some hives have been moved. There were some new licenses put into place a couple of weeks ago that beekeepers could move their hives in certain circumstances.
Right.
So it could have happened there. A bee could have just flown up. Who knows?
It's a long way, though,
it
isn't it?
Long way.
Because, I know when I drive up there, you still got to stop at one of those, servos or something on the way to get, a coffee or something, because that's a long drive.
Exactly. So, however it got up there,
You probably took a break on the way if it flew. Well, thanks for that. It's good news. That they seem to be getting that under control, because I was not confident. When I heard about it, I was like, oh, this is no good.
It certainly didn't sound great at the start.
Yeah.
But as you say, did we ever hear of contact tracing?
No, especially not with bees. Like, do they all get their... Do they have to, like, scan when they go into an orchard or something? Maybe. Their own little QR codes?
Possibly.
God, that's all to come. There's no doubt about that.
Megan
Crevo. Just a little interesting update around Russia, because, of course, the whole conflict with the Ukraine still going on. And they've now said they're going to pull their guys from the Russian space station and all their commitments out, not straight away, but over the next 2 years. It's still a big signal, because obviously they've got, you know, plans and everything in place. They're still the ones taking a lot of the US astronauts up to the space station. Interesting to read, though, because their plan then is to build their own space station and just have that floating around out there. But a lot of experts have been looking into the Russian space agency dramas, I guess, and they're saying it's really is like a shadow of what it used to be in recent years. And they've suffered a series of setbacks, including corruption scandals, sort of expected. And how about this, though? The loss of a number of their satellites and other spacecraft. Where do you lose them to? It's not like, you know, dropping your keys behind the sofa. A spacecraft is freaking massive. How do they lose that? I don't know. Obviously, they've got some issues going on with their whole space agency situation.
Megan Crevo. The Novos.
Local
ads. I know this guy, right, is the absolute king of linguine.
And on air, right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
His bones are made. I know.
That's how much
incredible.
He eats and how quick he eats it.
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo, New FM.
Jess, are you still there?
I sure am.
Okay, we've got to talk about this whole pothole situation just for a moment. Did the council really have a meeting to discuss the techniques used to fix them?
Well, it was part of their monthly council meeting last night.
Don't you just put, like, the concrete or the bitumen in the hole and then, like, tamp it down and it's fixed?
I don't know. I noticed in, like...
What other techniques are there?
Well, I noticed in my street, like, we have huge potholes in Thornton, like, they're bloody craters.
I know that, but they're not building a bridge across it. Like, you just fill up the hole with the stuff and then let it dry.
I mean, maybe. It looks like they were doing something a little extra in my street, but maybe that's just my
council.
What
else were they doing?
I don't know.
What a little extra. I mean, sure, okay, put off the other things you were planning to do to fix the roads. Like, that is a bit of common sense, but the technique, discussing the techniques in a full meeting seems a little excessive.
I don't know. I reckon there's something in it. Like, every time it rains, they just pop out. Like, there's got to be something else you can do, right? Because they're everywhere. It's
so bad. Build the roads out of carbon fiber? I mean, it's just, that's just the way they are. Unless you can invent a new type of road, in which case...
Maybe they will.
Well, hey, if Newcastle Council does that and is able to patent it, all of its funding issues will be over forever. Anyway, all of that excitement to come. It's just gone 6:36, but next I want to talk the most bogan baby names of 2022 have been released. And, Jess, frankly, I'm surprised this wasn't top of your news story.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos. All right, so the list has been released for the most bogan baby names of 2022. And, wow, we're only 6 months into the year and some of these are unreal. So, of course, Holden is right up there. And then we've got Ford as well. And Diesel were also popular baby names this year. How about a baby called Turbo? Is that a boy or a girl even? That just seems like some sort of nickname maybe, but to actually have that on your passport, I don't know about that. Some other baby names which have been notable and fairly popular, which just astonishes me, include Aioli, obviously a big fan of like brunch where you have chips, and also Pistol Blaze, like a double-barreled name. Now, I don't know if that's inspired by Johnny Depp's dog Pistol or where that even comes from. Well, how about this one? And this is a real shock. Nivek, which is just Kevin spelt backwards. When you, I guess, take a normal name, a perfectly good name like Kevin, and decide to spell it backwards as your baby name because you want something a bit creative, you've run out of ideas. Google exists. Like, you can just look up heaps of other names that are out there. There's no need to take a normal name and spell it backwards. A couple of other unusual ones that were in there include Jet Power, but Jet spelt J-H-E-T-T, and Lone Wolf. Whoever is calling their kid Lone Wolf, I feel sorry for, because that kid's going to be teased at school. There's no doubt about it. You're waking up with the Novo's Meg and Crevo, minus Meg this morning. And in just a few minutes, we're going to talk about this. Mark Zuckerberg is moving house, and finally, his neighbours have spilled the juice on some of the annoying things he's got up to as his neighbour.
Megan Crevo.
Yeah, interesting story about Mark Zuckerberg. So apparently he's selling his house at the moment, or one of his houses. It's his San Francisco home, the only one he's got in that city, for $44 million. Everyone's like, wow, he's sort of tripled his money, which is kind of amazing. He bought it about 5 years ago for $10 million, and then he spent a lot on the construction of it. But what's interesting is now that he's moving, all his neighbours are spilling the tea on what it's like to live near him. Now, his direct neighbours have said, look, it was all right. He keeps to himself a lot. And the one time they had to do some tree trimming together, he was very cooperative. Isn't that like the most basic, I guess, neighbourly thing that you have to do? Oh, we've got a tree on a boundary. It's hanging over my place. Got to trim it. Even one of the richest blokes on the planet has to do that neighbourly thing where you're like, yeah, we can do that together. Bring out the old, like, long saw on a long stick to do that. Apparently, security hovered around a lot while they were doing it, though, which makes me just wonder, why don't you just pay a gardener? Like, the guy's very, very rich. He didn't need to do the tree trimming actually himself. The other weird thing is, like, why does he bother selling it? Like, he's a multi-billionaire. He doesn't really need the money. And, you know, if he ever goes to San Francisco, you'd think he'd want to keep the place. The other interesting thing about this is, for the first 2 years he bought it, apparently a lot of the neighbours were really annoyed because he basically was doing renovations and construction on the place for 2 whole years. So they said, like, the place was constantly filled with tradies, like, lining the streets. They had trucks in taking away the rubbish almost every day. And they couldn't get any parking, because around San Fran, in a lot of places, very hard to park. So no one in their street could get parking because of all the workers. Very annoying, I guess, as neighbours overall. Anyway, they're happy to see the back of him because no more construction on that place.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Across Newcastle.
You're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Nothing like a big deck.
Big
That's
deck.
The New Zealanders
big deck
say.
Energy.
The Novos.
Exactly.
Big deck energy.
Local as. New FM.
Oh, and a happy Wednesday to you. And if you're just joining us, Meg, a little under the weather today, so she's home. I'm flying solo today, which is excellent as well. It's a great day. It's a Wednesday. It's going to be beautiful out there today. I mean, a little bit on the chilly side, but we can handle that as long as there's no rain, which seems to be that way till Friday, which is just awesome. Hey, we're going to play 5 in 10 in just a couple of minutes. Now, this is your chance to win $50 worth of fuel. Cheeky little voucher to, you know, tuck in the wallet there. All you got to do is, of course, name 5 things from the topic that we give you in 10 seconds. Very, very easy. Come on, it's just 5 things. Just name it. You win the voucher. $50 worth of fuel. 13-10-09. This is your chance. We need a couple of players because often the first, you know, person or two get a bit of the old stage fright being on the radio and they buzz out, and then you can just swoop in and take the fuel with, let's face it, an easier topic.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. Megan Crevo.
5 in 10. New FM.
Yeah, this is so simple. All you need to do is we pick sort of a category, and then you give you a topic. You got to name 5 things from that topic in 10 seconds. You do it, you get $50 worth of fuel, which is awesome. All right, let's do this thing. Okay, category today, nice and easy one, is food and drink. Food and drink. Let's meet our first contestant. It's Casey from Glendale. How are you doing this morning? Hello, Casey. You there? All right. Let's switch over. Casey seems to have dropped out. Let's try. Oh no, Casey's back, but online too. Hey, Casey. How you doing?
Hello.
Hey, how are you? Oh, Casey, can you hear me? Casey seems to be having trouble with Casey's phone. Let's try Eddie up next in Aberglasson. Hey, Eddie, how are you?
Hello.
Yeah, how are you, Eddie?
All right, how are you?
Doing really well. All right, you know how this works. We're going to give you a topic from the food and drink category. You name five of them in 10 seconds. The fuel's yours, all right?
Okay, so I've just got to name five of them.
Yeah, that's it. Very simple. Okay. The topic is crispy foods. So you've got 10 seconds to name five crispy foods. Go.
Chicken tenders, chicken wings, chips.
Oh, no, you only got the three, oh, yeah, man. Oh, good try. Thanks for having a crack, man, all right?
No worries, cheers.
All right, cheers. Let's try. I think Casey is back now, so we're going to give Casey a go. Hey, Casey, how you doing?
Hello, good, thanks.
We've got you back. Awesome.
Okay.
All right, so you've got a name, and it's food and drink is the category. Your topic is types of cake. You've got 10 seconds to name five types of cake, and go.
Okay. Vanilla, chocolate, red velvet, caramel cheesecake.
Oh, that's it. Simple as that. $50 worth of fuel, all yours.
Oh, thank you.
Lucky you missed out on the first time I had trouble with your phone.
Thank goodness.
I know. Thank goodness indeed. See, it's as easy as that. You can be a winner like Casey and get yourself $50 of fuel each day as we play 5 in 10. Up next, though, this is a fascinating story. So a local council, they did this, like, big planting session. So they planted out all of these, like, nice gardens and stuff. Some of the plants that came up there, though, a little bit on the naughty side. That's right. They ended up with a garden with a bunch of weed in it. You're waking up with the Novos. Full story on that in just a minute. It's New FM.
Megan Prevost.
The Novos. I saw this story this morning and thought, oh, I've got to share this because it's a UK parish council. So it's like a little council in the West Parley Parish Council Village, which sounds like the most British village to ever exist. You can just imagine it's one of those ones that they'd have in like one of those UK like crime investigation shows where it's just like one cop who has to investigate all the crime in town or something based around a village doctor, you know, the Doc Martin type place. Anyway, it's one of these tiny little villages, and they've every year, and this is the most British thing as well, they have a floral display where, like, the little, I guess, park in the village, the one park in the village, they set up all these plants and, you know, people stand around and gossip, I guess, and drink tea or whatever they do. Anyway, they had all these flower boxes set up and they were walking past, these people were walking past and went, I don't think they're normal flowers. They have a closer look and there's a whole bunch of weed has been planted in and amongst the flowers. Now, obviously, what's strange about it is because this is like a main event in the village, the local councillors, like the people that work in the council, had been looking after these planters every day, out there watering them, checking them, and nobody had noticed. Or, my theory, maybe they did notice and were planting a little harvest of their own at the end of the festival. That's what I'm just going to leave right there. Because, like, obviously, you know, to have a small village like this, it's mostly going to be old ladies who are looking after something like this, and they'd probably never know. So I'm just guessing maybe like a cheeky young gardener that works for the council has set this whole thing up, hoping to, you know, go undetected. But I guess unlucky for him, he's not gotten away with this.
Megan Prevost.
The Novos. The Novos.
They're local ads. And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Have you ever worn a candy thong, Meg?
Yes.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
What about a diamond thong?
Not that bougie.
You're waking up with the Novos. Meg and Prevost. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
And if you're just joining us, Meg off Crook today, that's all right. The adventure continues. Now, this is a fascinating video that's gone viral overnight. This guy, he's out in the Pacific Ocean. He's filming this like documentary about great white sharks. So normally they put you, you know, usually the format is they put you in like a shark cage. You go down, oh, it bumps the side of the cage with its nose and it all shakes and they play dramatic music. Life goes on. This one, though, they decided to change things up. Instead of using a regular cage, they put this guy in this, like, strong Perspex box. And the shark can see right through it, obviously sees this guy and goes, there's a tasty treat, and just pushes on the box. It flips the guy out of the top of the box and he falls into the water next to the shark. The shark is circling. He tries to get back into the box cage thing. Doesn't happen. So he can't get back in. It's too slippery. And he has to makes a break for it, swims back and just makes it to the boat in time as the shark is chasing him. This thing is a 2.5-ton great white. You can imagine the adrenaline pumping as that shark swims towards you. So this is what I wanted to do next. 13 10 09, have you had a shark encounter? A real scary one. The more interesting, the scarier, the better. If you've got a great story that gets on air today, a double pass to the Knights versus Bulldogs this Sunday at McDonald Jones Stadium. That's going to be a great day, a great game. All you have to do is give us your shark encounter story on 13 10 09. Love to hear them up next. Gavin DeGraw now on New FM. You're waking up with the Novos.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Time to talk shark attacks.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Yeah, so the footage, of course, going viral of this guy getting pushed out of his shark cage, falling in the water right next to a 2.5-ton great white shark. So after your shark encounter stories, because these always fascinate me, there's something about the power of the ocean and the power of these animals, which is just amazing. Adam is on the line from Belmont. Hey, Adam, how you doing?
Hey, mate, how's it going?
Really good. Now, you've got a shark encounter story for us. What happened?
Well, it wasn't with me, but I've got a funny little story to boot before it. My nan, God love her, before she passed away when I was a little kid, used to take him into the bars at Newcastle.
Yeah.
And I used to go swimming every weekend, and one weekend I was floating. And man's grabbed me and I nearly drowned. And anyway, I was complaining on the way home, saying, you know, sure, you nearly let me drown. And she goes, well, at least you didn't get eaten by a shark. And
yeah,
I said, well, what do you mean by that? What do you mean?
Yeah.
She said, well, I took your uncle and a friend of his into the harbour one day. This is probably 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
In at Newcastle. And they were playing around, having a good time. And
like at Horseshoe Beach or something?
No. It was down near, just down near where the brewery is, I think it was. Just
right. You must have been able to just jump in and swim there before or something.
Yeah. Well, before all the brewery and that was there, it was just like docks and stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
So, anyway, they've jumped out after about an hour of swimming and had some lunch and jumped back in, and my nan and my uncle actually watched a bloke called Toby, I think his name was, from memory, get taken by a bull shark.
What? Taken away?
It ripped him to bits, mate, right where they got him. He sort of let out of a bit of a yelp, they said, and
now,
he went under, and that was the end of him.
Adam, are you sure that your nan just wasn't telling you this to, like, get you out of your funk? Because a shark attack in Newcastle Harbour, it just seems very unlikely to me.
Mate, this is a true story.
Really? I'm gonna have to look more into this because I feel like something like that would be reported, wouldn't it?
Well, that's what I just said to the guy that answered the phone.
Jackson.
It's on record.
Yeah.
And if it's not, I'm going to go to my nan's grave and have a little yarn to her.
Well, we'll have to look into that because that's an astonishing story. Hey, thanks for calling the show this morning, Adam.
that's fine, mate. That's
yeah,
fine.
Wow, how interesting. I feel like we need to do some investigation into this further. Jackson, you're next, though, with What's the Goss. What have you got coming up for us?
I can't find anything on that shark attack, just FYI. So let's talk celebrity stalkers. Also, too, Kate Moss has revealed why she felt so compelled to testify on behalf of Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah, of course. I forgot about that.
I've got some new audio.
Oh, interesting. I love hearing about that trial. It has been one of the most fascinating of the year, no doubt. Anyway, we'll get all of that in just a minute.
Megan Crevo. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the Goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, so Jackson, we've got to talk about why Lilo has been, you know, so keen to be at Johnny Depp's trial. What happened there?
So Kate Moss has testified, and of course, like, we know that. So she's opened up over the last couple of hours, actually. This is very fresh audio as to why she felt so compelled to jump on there, because it could have backfired. I mean, Johnny Depp could have been found guilty, and anyone sort of, like, especially if you're a celebrity, if you're testifying that he's a good guy, it's not a great look. This is what she had to say.
I believe in the truth and I believe in fairness and justice. He had an alcohol problem and people turn. People aren't themselves when they drink and they say things that they would never say if they were sober. I know the truth about Donnie. I know he never kicked me down the stairs. I had to say that truth.
I understand where she's coming from, because if someone's spreading a lie about something that happened in your relationship, you want to jump in and be like, that didn't happen, that wasn't how it happened.
Especially, like you said, he's high profile, but also his life's, you know, not on the line, but his reputation is on the line.
Yeah.
And that's going to affect the rest of his life.
Very dicey situation. And as I told you the other day, it's going to be heading back to the courtroom.
Oh, my God, it never ends.
Fighting out. No, Lana Del Rey.
Oh, yeah, your favourite.
I love her, right? Well, she's been granted a temporary restraining order against someone. It's not me. A stalker has found where she lives, which is not hard. She lives on, like, the Pacific Coast Highway, which is just, like, on the road near Malibu, so anyone can access her house. I always find it weird when these big celebrities live in such, like, open spaces.
They don't have at least, like, a little fence or anything.
Video of him trying to access her garage, leaving her disturbing notes and gifts. He even stole her Jaguar and posted photos on his own Instagram of him at the beach in her car. And then put it back in her garage. What? Like, a couple of hours later, it was just untouched. She didn't even know it was taken until she looked at her security camera footage. It's not funny, but oh my God, people are baked. She has to now stay 100 feet away from her.
It's not funny, but wow, how did he get away with that?
I always find it so fascinating, though, that these celebrities have these things happen to them. I feel like they should be a little bit more protected, don't you reckon?
100%. How can you not know where your Jaguar is?
I'm not even famous and I don't like people coming 100 feet near me. Just FYI.
That's a whole separate issue. Well, thanks for that, Jackson.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos. Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
You deserve better. Go and find yourself a man that will let you use the
heater. Don't encourage that, Crevo.
The Novos. Local as UFM.
And if you're just joining us, Meg is off sick today. That's all right. The fun goes on. And yesterday she was telling me this story. Oh, Crevo, I'm very proud of myself. For the first time, I added oil to my car. I've never done that. Never knew where the little cap was to add it in. And now I have. And I was like, well, that's sort of cool. I mean, you know, I guess the older you get, the rarer it is that you totally do something you've never done before. But this is what I thought we could do. 13 10 09, what did you do for the first time late in life? Because Meg, 35 years of age, never knew where the oil cap was until recently. For me, there's been a few, I guess. I've never shaved my head to this point in life. I only just recently watched the original Top Gun movie for the first time. And I've still never tried a Chico roll, of all things. 13 10 09, what did you do for the first time late in life, or still haven't done to this day? Now, the best callers go to air. If you've got a great story about something you still haven't done, or you're only just doing for the first time, a double pass to the Knights vs Bulldogs this Sunday at McDonald Jones Stadium. Obviously, the more unusual, the better. What have you never done or only just done for the first time later in life? I'd love to get your stories on air. 131009.
Megan Crevo. Megan Crevo.
Yeah, so this is all because Meg, for the first time, put oil in her car as a 30-something-year-old adult. And I just thought to myself, how could you get that far in life with never even knowing where the cap is to put the oil in? This is what we're after. The stories on 131009 of things you've only done for the first time later in life. Michael is called up from Wall's End. Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad, mate. Yourself?
Really well. So what did you do for the first time later in life?
I started going to university, doing my introduction to legal study.
Really? So how, do you mind if I ask? I know you should never ask someone their age, but how old are you?
I'm 35.
35. So what sort of, I guess, how long is it going to take you to become a lawyer, if that is indeed your goal?
About 5 years.
So you'll be 40 and then you'll join, I guess, as a junior, in a law firm or something?
Yeah, pretty much. Just starting off at the bottom of the ladder and work my way up.
Wow. You know what? I admire what you're doing. What sort of, took you down that path?
I was going through family court for 7 years and I was self-represented. And I had what's called an amicus curiae, which is a lawyer that I just paid to look over the documents.
Yeah.
And she just turned around and said, look, you're pretty good at what you're doing at the moment. You don't really need me anymore. Why don't you do your law degree?
Wow. That must have been a really big, I guess, boost to your confidence in your own world, yeah?
Yeah, it definitely made a big difference and opened my eyes up to knowing that I could actually be better than what I was. I was actually a high school dropout, dropkick.
Wow.
And then decided to turn my life around.
Wow. So your future holds as a lawyer. That's so cool. Thanks for your call this morning. Next is Rhonda. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
Really good. So what did you do for the first time later in life?
Okay, we went whale watching. But not just did I go whale watching, I managed to get 12 family members to go with me who had never been whale watching. And because it wasn't a great, fantastic experience, we get to do it all over again. So yeah, that was a great effort, I thought.
Well, okay, so you'd never done it and no one in the family had done it and you all did it at once?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, well, hey, very interesting. Thanks for your call this morning. How about that? Hey, so many people doing things later in life for the first time. Someone we're having on the show next, very exciting. If you're a Newcastle Knights fan, you're going to love this. Hymel Hunt is going to be on the show, aka H, as they call him. We're going to find out all about how he's been getting over his injuries, because that's been a major problem for him this year. But he is up and ready to play, and we're going to have him on the air next.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
We've seen this kick before. It's awkward. It is a try. It's a delightful Newcastle try.
Touch the air. Hey, here we go.
Newcastle are threatening to blow this game apart. Takes it. Oh, he might have just done it. Absolutely gorgeous for the night.
Oh, and it is a great day because we have on the phone H, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, Bella. How you going, mate?
Really good, really good. Now, of course, we've got to talk about this up the top. It's been a challenging year for your injuries. What was the worst of them?
Oh, definitely the broken cheekbone. That was probably the worst, man. After that post-surgery, I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep properly for about 4 weeks, so that was probably the hardest, man.
Wow, so you couldn't eat. Were they just pumping the food in through a tube straight into your stomach or something? Or?
Nah, just had more smoothies and just sort of blending up food, and it's because they cut inside my mouth.
Oh.
From the bottom of my jaw to probably near my nose, inside my mouth, so I couldn't really. I had to wait for those internal stitches to heal before I could eat, probably, but it was definitely the worst.
Oh, my God, because, you know, a steak is good, but it's not the same blended up, is it?
No way.
Now, what's the feeling been like? Finally, you're able to play again. How are you feeling?
It's been unreal, mate. You know, just being back with the boys again and just being able to help. And, you know, it's been hard on the sidelines looking at them and losing games, so it's been great that I can, you know, get in the field and put my bid in for the team.
I think this next game is going to be awesome. How's the spirit amongst the team?
Oh, it's been tough, especially coming up a few losses and AP potentially. So, but it's fine, mate. We've got to focus on these next few games. Obviously, they're hard now with finals and that, but we just need to focus on ourselves and, you know, put us in good stead for the rest of the year and coming into next year.
No, absolutely. And keeping that spirit up. Now, I've heard you're a big dog lover. What kind of dog do you have?
I just put my dog in this thing. He was scratching at the door outside. I got a boxer.
Oh, cute.
Archie is the man.
Yeah, they're awesome, those dogs. They're so, friendly, aren't they?
Yeah, super friendly and crazy, mate. He's a funny one.
Now, I heard you've also been doing a few renovations around the house. Are you living in it while it's all happening, or have you just rented some other joint, or...?
Yeah, we're doing the proper reno living in it. So we're living in the back half, and we're pretty much almost down the front. We're getting our bathtub tomorrow and our vanities next week, and hopefully our front fence the week after. So it's all coming too, man. It's a massive job, especially with footy, but that was sort of the good thing with being injured at the beginning of the year. I guess I just used that time to help around the house, doing a bit
of
painting.
Focus on that, yeah. Are you pretty handy on the brush?
Yeah, I actually am, man. I reckon I'm pretty good now, man. I'm good at cutting in now, so I find it quite therapeutic, which is a bit weird, but I just put some good tunes on and just go away and start painting away.
Hey, once, you know, whenever you decide it's time to wrap the footy, maybe you can go on the block.
Yeah, I'd love that. Me and my wife always joke around about that, and even Adam Mayer from Channel 9 was G'ing me up.
I reckon you're a shoo-in. You should definitely do it. It'd be awesome. Maybe if they do like a celeb version or something, we could get you on there.
Oh, yeah, that'd be funny if we did that.
Hey, look, good luck for this weekend's game. We're all behind you, and thanks so much for coming on the show this morning.
No, thanks so much for having me, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. There he is. H, as they call him, on the show.
Megan Prevost.
The Novos. I know this guy, right, is the absolute king of linguine.
And on air, right across Newcastle and
Hunter. His bones are made.
I know. That's how much he eats and how quick he eats it.
You're waking up with the Novos.
Meg and Crevo.
New FM.
All right, so yesterday on the show I talked about this situation I'm having on a text message conversation. So this guy texted me, called Dom, thinking that my name was Kelby. And Kelby must be someone in Dom's life that's quite important. And rather than correct him, I decided, let's just see how far we can take this conversation. Yesterday, I asked for a 60-inch OLED LG TV, smart TV, like top of the range one. That was refused, but I did get myself secure a roast lamb dinner and possibly some other smaller gifts like board games and stuff. Anyway, this text conversation, I thought he would have figured out by now that I am not Kelby, but alas, no. It doesn't matter how weird I've taken the conversation over the last 24 hours. They've stayed with it. They still believe that I am Kelby. So the adventures of Dom and Kelby continue up next. I'm going to read you out some of the texts, some of them hilarious, including my suggestion that he join a party where you throw the old keys in the bowl.
Megan
Prevost.
The Novos.
And this is a bit of an adventure I've been having because this guy called Dom started messaging me yesterday or the day before yesterday thinking my name was Kelby. Now, rather than correct Dom, I decided let's just go with it and pretend to be Kelby and see how far I can take this conversation, how long I can convince them that I am in fact Kelby. And things have started to get weird. So just a bit of a recap on yesterday. Basically, Dom thinks that I have COVID and my family has COVID. And also this other family called the Baxter Goslings have COVID as well. And Dom offered to give some gifts to us because we're in isolation. I asked for a 60-inch OLED Samsung TV. That was refused. And then I asked for a muffin basket, also refused. I then asked for a roast lamb dinner with all the trimmings, and that has been accepted. So I am getting the roast lamb dinner. Now, I decided to try and ratchet things up and try and make things a little bit weirder, because obviously a bit of a roast lamb dinner, yeah, that's all right, but what can we make Dom talk about and accept? That was the question I could ask. So what I decided to do was talk about a future catch-up. So the Baxter Goslings, which are the other family that has COVID, I decided to throw this message out there. Bit of a risk. I said this. Did you hear the Baxter Goslings are having a party after they get out of COVID isolation? I heard it's a keys in the bowl party, winky face. Now, I got no response for a couple of hours and I was like, oh, I've really stuffed it up. I've gone too far. But alas, no, I get the message back saying this. Hashtag red wedding, as in, I guess, a reference to the Game of Thrones big part, wedding where the things get real messy. And then I get another message, no news yet. And then I've decided, all right, he sort of not really responded to the keys in the bowls section too much. And I said this to him, would you like to join that party, winky face? And then I was like, oh, surely not. And I get another message back. I'm certainly anxious about getting COVID-19 a third time, ? Would give those keys a wipe down with the old isopropyl for sure. So all he's worried about is getting COVID from all the keys in the bowl. He's not worried about the whole keys in the bowl party one bit. And I was like, right, we're on here. So I sent him a message back and said, I think by then it will be fine. Wipe the keys down and you're good to go. What will you bring to that party, winky face? Easy. Totally put the brakes on things being brought along. Just our chairs and drinks, apparently. What about you, Mob? Are you going to jazz it up with some fairy bread? Now, I don't know if fairy bread is some kind of code for something, but I decided to go back with the, like, cheeky food-type puns/codes for this whole keys in the bowl thing. I said this. Thinking some cheese tubes and maybe, and I thought, what are the most, I guess, suggestive fruits and vegetables? I said, maybe a peach and a cucumber. Cucumber emoji. What do you think? He says, sounds 2/3 of the way to a cocktail, if you know what I mean. Tubes optional. And by this time, I'm just totally confused. So I replied, don't you love a tasty tube slipped over your little finger? To which Dom replied, sure do. Can't wait to bring the tubes along. And that's as far as we've gotten. I don't even know really what to write back. But this is where I wanted to get your help. Send us a message at @thenovos_ on Instagram. Slip into our DMs. Let's figure out where we can take this, texting adventure with Dom. If you've got ideas of what I can say to him to make things even weirder. Love to get your messages on that. Next, though, this is pretty cool. A new product. It's a bin, like a regular rubbish can, but it's got a vacuum connected to it. It's about as weird as it gets, but this thing is selling off the shelves. We'll get into the details in just a few minutes.
Megan Crevo.
All right, so this new product selling out on Amazon. It's basically this bin, like a regular rubbish bin, that at the bottom of the bin, it has a bagless vacuum. So in case you're putting something in your bin, maybe while you're on your phone, not concentrating, and it drops in front of the bin, and then this little vacuum, like, sucks it up. And I just thought to myself, how is this selling out? It's $249. People are willing to pay like a huge amount of money for the most minor inconvenience. Like, that maybe takes 30 seconds to grab a dustbin and just pick it up and put it in there. And they're willing to pay $249 for that. Like, are we that time poor? Like, what other 30-second inconvenience needs to be solved? I mean, what about the massive inconvenience of opening a new box of cereal? Will somebody pay $40 for a box of cornflakes that opens itself? Like some mini automatic doors at a Westfield or something? Or maybe, how about this one? Getting a beer from the fridge. Maybe they need to have a pneumatic tube that runs from the fridge to the couch, like they have at Woolworths. You know, when they send all the $50 notes up in that thing, thump, away it goes. Like, just go to the fridge and get a beer for yourself, you lazy cow. Like, how ridiculous. I just think people are paying too much money to try and solve things that aren't even a problem. Anyway, rant over. I'll get off the soapbox.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos. Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Nothing like a big deck.
Big
That's
deck.
What the New Zealanders
big deck
say.
Energy.
The Novos.
Exactly.
Big deck energy.
Local as New FM.
All right, so yesterday after the show, Jackson, you were telling us this story about how your partner cooked you a lovely roast dinner, yeah?
Yeah.
And describe what you did with said roast dinner.
Well, I do it with everything. My partner slaves away, and I have to eat everything in a wrap doused in sour cream and barbecue sauce.
A roast dinner.
Yeah, like everything. I'll even put like pizza and garlic bread on a wrap with sour cream. And like it has to have barbecue sauce though.
Oh my God. You are... That is acting like a child.
No, it's not. A wrap is God's little love basket for food, you know? Like, it is not childish behaviour. I like what I like.
Jackson, you are what I am dubbing an over-saucer. You can't just put barbecue sauce on everything. How insulting to the cooking.
Absolutely can, and I absolutely do. And people are so offended, and I just never get it. Because, like, if I was ever silly enough to prove that I can cook and slave away for somebody... I wouldn't be offended if they put barbecue sauce on their food.
Oh, God. You are an over-saucer. And I think you're not the only one, as an adult especially. This is what I want. 131009, do you live with an over-saucer or is it you? 131009, if you live with someone or it's you that just puts one sauce on everything, maybe you're a tomato sauce totalitarian or you're like Jackson and a bit of a barbecue bandit.
Megan
Crevo. So we're talking on 131009. Do you live with an oversaucer or is that you? Perhaps you're a tzatziki terrorist or a Hummus heathen, maybe a barbecue bandit. You just absolutely love sauce on everything. Good morning, Jenny. How are you?
Good morning, Groovers. Happy hump day, hey.
Happy hump day to you as well. Is it you that's the oversaucer or do you live with one?
No, it's my 15-year-old. Oh, my God. So if you can appreciate good home-cooked Lebanese food...
Yeah, the best.
...spend all day prepping, and it's not just a stir-fry and you check the meat. But anyway, long story short, he drowned it. It goes swimming. He just goes swimming in the sauce.
What sauce does he go for? Is he just one or does he have a multitude?
He likes colours. He'll do tomato and barbecue and together, which is great.
Oh, God. You are living with a barbecue bandit.
I am, definitely 100%.
Oh, thanks for your call, Jenny. Oversauces is what we're talking about here this morning. Heath is up next. Is it you that's the oversaucer or someone you know?
Look, a little bit of both. It's me and my partner. So my partner put tomato sauce all over lasagna.
Oh, God, and no.
And barbecue sauce and sweet chili sauce on spaghetti bolognese.
What?
But I'm pretty much guilty myself because I don't mind a little bit of battered fish with me tartare sauce.
Tartare with fish is okay because I feel like that's a known combination. But you're...
I drown it.
I drown it.
Yeah.
Where's the fish? You can't see it. In the sea, the ocean, if you will, of tartare sauce.
That's it.
An oversaucer. Thanks, Heath. And to wrap things up, we've got Brendan. How are you doing?
Not bad, yourself?
Very well. Are you an oversaucer or do you live with one?
Oh, mate, I live with one.
Okay, all right. Who is it and what is their sauce weapon of choice?
So it's my 13-year-old and it's barbecue sauce.
Oh, another barbecue bandit.
Including peanut butter sandwiches.
What?
That
is bizarre. I mean, of all the weird combinations today, that's the weirdest, I think.
No, here's one better for you. Except for the fact that we wouldn't let him barbecue sauce on ice cream.
No, that's an actual sauce crime. I'm glad you prevented that. As a parent, you're doing the right thing in stopping that. But still, the barbecue sauce on the peanut butter sandwich, that is bizarre.
And it was oozing out the side.
Oh, no.
That much on
no.
the sandwich.
Oh, these sauces, they're out of control with some people. Jackson, well, at least we know you're not alone now.
I find everything completely appropriate. I love everything I heard. I'm going home to try some new things.
You're all about it.
All about it.
Thanks for your calls this morning. Over sauces, they're everywhere. They're lurking behind street corners. They're lurking on your street. Perhaps it's your neighbour. Be aware. Oversources are everywhere. Hey, Jackson, what's the goss up next? What have we got on the way?
Celebrities are furious with Instagram. Also, too, Britney Spears. She's going to be releasing a song with Elton John. I've got the details.
Oh, that's exciting. We'll get into it in just a few minutes. You're waking up with the Novos.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, Jackson here with What's the Goss. Now, Britney, new music. Do I hear this right?
Yes. All right, so apparently she's been in the studio with none other than Elton John, who's coming to Newcastle.
Oh, don't forget about that.
They're doing a remake of Tiny Dancer.
Oh.
They've apparently already recorded it. An insider source says they've played it for people, including the record label, and everybody's freaking out. It is so damn good. The song of the summer, Britney's officially back, bitch. She's back at work.
Question.
She's super excited, apparently.
Question. Do you believe it'll be the song of the summer?
I don't think it'll be the song of the summer. I think that it's going to be like the fake song. Like, everyone's going to be loving it and go, oh, it's so good because Britney Spears is out of her conservatorship, and I don't actually think it's going to be that great.
That's my opinion.
Like when a friend cooks food for you and you have to say it's good because you're at the house. You
oh,
know what I mean?
It's delicious.
You can't give them a one-star Uber review.
That thing is burnt. The sauce is overcooked and over-seasoned.
Yeah. I mean, they're bringing this track back from 1971.
Write a new song.
And I mean, like, Britney Spears doing... Like, I just don't know how it's going to go.
If it'll be that good, yeah.
I don't know if we'll play it on UFM as well, but I guess we'll find out. It's supposed to be dropping in, like, the next 2 weeks.
Really? Oh, that's pretty soon.
Yes.
That's cool. Hey, time will tell.
Time will tell. Also, too, look, Instagram's under fire. Like, no one likes the new Instagram update. I don't know if you've noticed this, Crevo, but it's absolutely shit house. Kylie Jenner's taken swipe at it. Apparently, she just wants to see pretty photos of her friends. Kim Kardashian says, bring the old Instagram back. And then the guy that runs Instagrams, like the CEO, he's opened it up on Twitter and he's like, everyone give me your feedback. Chrissy Teigen said, this is absolutely a load of S-H-I-T. I just want to make...
What annoys you, like, you about it?
They're making it too creative. Instagram used to be like this place where you could just be like, have fun and post your photos, and now they're making people who aren't creative
be
creative.
And that never goes well.
You know, everyone's turned into their 90-year-old grandmother trying to be cool. Do you know what I mean? No one knows how to really do it. Just let us post photos. No one wants to make videos all the time, guys.
Yeah, that's true, actually. That's why they're on Insta. Otherwise, they'd be on TikTok.
Yeah.
Very simple. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for that, Jackson. Time to get into the news with Jess Hunter's 100% local newsroom, and we'll do it in just a minute.
Megan Crevo.
Love it or loathe it. Loathe it.
Yeah, love it or loathe it time. Jackson, you've scoured the internet, you've searched all of the news, and you have for us the tastiest of topics. What do you have?
Snack packs.
Ooh, okay. Love it or loathe it time. Let's do this.
3, 2, 1, go!
Ooh, I'm going to say love it. I'm a big snack pack fan. I've got a few favourites around town. I don't have it that often, maybe once every few weeks.
I was going to say, are you like a late night snack pack guy after a few drinks, or will you have these for like dinner just off the bat?
Not dinner. It's a lunch thing because it is a heavy meal.
Yeah.
Like, it's proper heavy.
See, I've only had a snack pack after a few bevvies.
Yeah, okay, you're an after... Yeah, well, I guess you wouldn't pick that as a meal in a non-drunken state.
Yeah.
If I know you, and I do.
People are, like, freaking out, though, because KFC, I don't know if you've seen this on the internet...
No.
...have released, once again, they have done it since 2021 in January, their KFC snack pack.
Oh, nah. I'm saying that this is a bit of a problem because... I just don't think that they... It's got to be kebab meat.
Well, let me describe it to you. It's like chips, popcorn chicken, and then what looks like just cheese out of a can.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't look amazing. They're doing it to celebrate Jack Harlow. It was one night only, though. But people online, they're like really trying to get, bully KFC into bringing it back as like a full-time menu item.
I don't know why. KFC is good at frying chicken, no doubt. That's one of the things they're good at. But something like that, it's just... It's just wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't see myself going through KFC and ordering it. It doesn't look very great. And it's also very bite-sized as well. I want, like, a snack pack to be big and greasy and meaty, not chickeny.
Exactly. And especially popcorn chicken. Like, the tiniest and weakest of all the chickens.
Yeah.
It's a definite no from me. I won't be ordering that anytime soon. Look, up next, this is interesting. Rex Hunt. We've always been fans of this guy on the show because he's quite an interesting character. He's been caught on camera wielding a gardening tool in a road rage incident. This we have to get into next. We'll do it after your traffic. You're waking up with the Novos.
Meg and Crevo.
The Novos.
Yeah, you are waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Minus Meg this morning, as she's been a bit crook, if you're just joining us now. This story of Rex Hunt. Now, you know that, I guess, over the years, he's developed, it seems like, a little bit of a temper. I'm not sure exactly what's going on there, but there's footage which has just emerged of him wielding, like, this garden fork after a road rage incident. Here's a bit of the news report slash some of the footage of him saying, "You wanna die." Have a listen.
Rex Hunt's weapon of choice, a garden tool, and an astonishing threat.
You want to die?
Down the toilet, and in that moment...
You
want to
die?
Rex, just leave him, Rex.
The first act of aggression.
Hey, 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 guys.
The other male driver appearing to throw a punch.
Hey, 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 mate, walk away.
The driver behind pleading for calm.
Can you just walk away? Just walk away. Just walk away, mate. Just walk away.
All I can say is, what happened to kissing fish and putting them back? Like, what's going on? Why has he pulled a gardening fork out of the car and swinging it around, yelling at people? Like, this is just bizarre. It doesn't matter if someone cuts you off in traffic. There's no need to grab your gardening tools that you have in your boot and threaten people with them. That's just a life lesson. What are you doing, Rex? Very, very strange. Hey, right after this, Jackson is in with 105 commercial free. What have you got for us?
No aggression like that.
Yeah, just, no, you leave that Rex Hunt stuff behind,
just
right?
Just feel good stuff like this. Lizzo and About Damn Time. I love this, Julie, with Calvin Harris.
Nice, I do too.
Ocean. Christina Aguilera and Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide. Oh, God. You know he's stepping off a plane in Miami somewhere.
Somewhere. The sun reflecting on his little bald noggin.
That's you shining it with
his
a little
white
cloth.
Suit.
Yeah, why is he always wearing white suits?
So risky, a white suit.
Oh, God. You wouldn't want to have a Bloody Mary or something, would you?
Or food poisoning.
Even riskier for a bloke like him, I reckon. All that to come right after this. 105 kicks off in just a couple of minutes. Thanks for your company today. Catch you tomorrow. Bye.